Good morning. I'm Paul Murnane. Here are three things to know from the WCBS 880 newsroom. Number one, a woman and a 12-year-old girl were caught in the crossfire as the NYPD exchanged shots with a drug suspect in the Bronx. The woman was shot in the stomach. The 12-year-old was hit in the leg. The suspect was hit, too, and is hospitalized. Police say they recovered a handgun and drugs in last night's melee around Loring Place and West Fordham Road in University Heights. Number two, the Texas farewell to 41. After a funeral service in Houston, President George H.W. Bush will be laid to rest at his presidential library at Texas A&M. Number three, Wall Street reopens after a day off for the Bush funeral. We're watching the markets on the first trading day since Tuesday's 799-point plunge for the Dow. And the futures are pointing to continued selling at the bell. Asian markets are lower, too, in today's trading. In sports, the Nets lose to the Thunder 114-112, making this their eighth straight loss, and the Nets gave up a lead. St. John's beat Mount St. Mary 85-71, and at 8-0, this is their best season in 28 years for St. John's. Thursday night football tonight, the Titans host the Jaguars. Here's the weather. The sun is mixing with some clouds. It's brisk and chilly today with a high of 40. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low 32. Mostly sunny for Friday to wrap up the work week. Brisk and cold with a high of 38. And the weekend is chilly. Sunny with a high of 34 on Saturday. And sunshine, patchy clouds mixing on Sunday with a high temperature of 38. Remember, all the news right on your phone, but only on the radio.com app, our exclusive streaming home. And you can read more about our top stories and listen live at our website, WCBS880.com.